What a funny, funny move. What are Nottingham Forest doing? What a ridiculous move from them. They have sacked a manager who is proven to be an excellent Premier League manager, and they have appointed a manager who is proven to be a woeful Premier League manager. This is a disaster for Nottingham Forest, and I am finding the whole thing totally and utterly exhilarating. Truly, truly funny. There is nothing more damaging for a football club when the owner believes that they can manage better than the managers. When the owner believes that they know football better than the managers. It is a tale as old as time. So many examples of clubs going into a terrible situation occur when the owner thinks that they know it all. It is truly astonishing quite how wrong Nottingham Forest have got this, quite how wrong Marianakis have got this. The ego is out of control, and there is now a genuine chance that Nottingham Forest will be relegated. That is what could happen here. I thought the Nottingham Forest were in for a fairly tricky season anyway. I felt like the summer was a fairly awkward and tempestuous summer for them. But now they could actually go down. There is genuinely a chance that they will not be in the Premier League next year. Think about what Postecoglou did at Tottenham. Think about what he did there. Where did they finish? Where did they finish? Where did Tottenham finish last year? They finished 17th. 17th with that Tottenham squad. And now I ask you a question. Is this Nottingham Forest squad better or worse than that Tottenham squad? The answer is worse. What's worse than 17th? Worse than 17th is relegation. And it is actually hilarious that they have got themselves into this situation. Fine, they won the Europa League. But I feel like what happened with that Europa League is one of the most damaging things to have ever happened to football. It's so frustrating that Tottenham won that league. Look, don't get me wrong, Tottenham winning that trophy was appalling for many reasons. It's horrible what it's done to Tottenham. It's horrible the complexion of Tottenham. But take Tottenham out of the equation. It has created a scenario where we all now have to pretend that Ange Postecoglou is a competent manager. We all have to somehow dance to a tune that suggests that Ange Postecoglou, one of the worst managers that I have ever seen, one of the worst managers that the Premier League has ever seen, one of Tottenham's worst ever managers in their entire history, is competent, is good at his job. He is actually atrocious. And this myth that Ange Postecoglou is good for football, this myth that Ange Postecoglou is a good guy, this myth that Ange Postecoglou is refreshing and the Premier League is a better place for having Ange Postecoglou anywhere near it, is totally and utterly bonkers. He is a fairly irritable, fairly hateful and distinctly average manager. And him being back in the Premier League isn't good for the Premier League. We don't need average managers in the Premier League. We don't need failures in the Premier League. We need icons. When I thought they were going to approach Jose Mourinho, I thought that was going to be interesting. I mean, sacking Nuno Espirito Santo is wild, incorrect, wrong, factually wrong. He has got this totally wrong. But I tell you what, as much as I don't really rate Postecoglou, as much as I don't really want him in the Premier League, as much as I am going to laugh when Nottingham Forest struggle under him, which will happen, I guarantee you it will happen, it is a really good day for the Premier League teams. Any Premier League team here, virtually any Premier League team at least, is over the moon with this. For example, if you're a Leeds United fan, you should be rejoicing at this news. If you are a Sunderland fan, you should be rejoicing at this news. Because this is the perfect tonic for you. Because now, someone else has been pulled into the relegation battle. Someone else could potentially go down. And if you are a Leeds United fan, if you are a Sunderland fan, if you are maybe a West Ham fan or a Wolves fan, you are looking at the Premier League table and you are thinking, right, three teams need to go down. There are three clubs that at the end of the season will go down. If we're not one of them, someone else needs to be. And now Nottingham Forest could be one of those teams. So it's a great, great day for them. And then similarly, when Nuno Espirito Santo was at the club, there was a chance that Nottingham Forest would take a European spot. So pretend now you're an Everton fan. If you're an Everton fan and you are dreaming, clutching at maybe straws, but dreaming nonetheless that your team could somehow make it into the European spots. Maybe you're a Fulham fan dreaming that your team could somehow make it into the European spots. Great day for you, because Nottingham Forest are out the way. So however many teams you needed to finish above to get into Europe, you don't now have to finish above Nottingham Forest. You don't have to worry about them. They are not going to take up one of those European spots. No way, sir. No way, my friend. Ange Postecoglou will not be taking that club anywhere near those top tier European spots. Absolutely not. But I do tell you this, while I'm saying it's a glorious day for any of those teams who are potential candidates for Europe, while I'm saying it's a glorious day for any of those teams that are potential candidates for relegation, I think it's a bad day for football. I really do. I was so happy when Postecoglou left. I was so happy when Daniel Levy made the correct, fair, righteous decision to sack Ange Postecoglou. He was so out of his depth at the club, and the arrogance that came at that Tottenham protest. At that Tottenham celebration. You know, when they were all on the streets, lying in the streets, and they were celebrating and talking about how brilliant Ange Postecoglou was. And Ange Postecoglou was talking about the second season being better, or the third season being better than the second and all that. I always win trophies in my second year. Fine. He fluked his way to a tournament whilst finishing 17th in the league. I don't understand how we are pretending that they were anything other than diabolical. Diabolical. A diabolical manager. So inept. So out of his depth. Completely and utterly woeful. And he got away with it. He got away with it because Amorim got it wrong. He got away with it because they played Bodo Glimt in a semi-final, when obviously Tottenham are capable of doing that. But I honestly, I just cannot believe that he is back. And I am longing for it to go wrong. And it's annoying because I like Forest. I like Forest history. I like what Forest represent. And I like Forest fans. I do a lot of England games. And Forest fans travel really well with England. But I want them gone. I really do. And I think it will happen. Like, it's a terrible appointment. I know that there's a pre-existing friendship with Postecoglou and Marianakis. I've seen pictures of, I think, Steve Cooper, Marianakis, and Postecoglou all at Marianakis' house in the swimming pool and whatever. So there is a friendship there. But I think this is a dreadful appointment. And here's why. Not only does the record of Postecoglou at Tottenham tell us that he isn't capable of managing the Premier League, not only does taking Tottenham to 17th, a Rizla paper away from relegation, tell us that he isn't capable of managing in the Premier League. Look at any individual moment. Look at how much he got wrong. Look at the way that he conducted himself in the media. Look at the way that he set his team up. Like, imagine the shift from the way that Nottingham Forest have been setting up under Espirito Santo, setting up in such a resolute and intelligent way, playing in a completely different system to basically everyone in the Premier League, but being very dogged. Totally, totally resolute, totally committed to their style of play, and his ability to sprinkle a touch of stardust on certain players and elevate their performances. Chris Wood, Ola Reina, Callum Hudson-Odoi, Morgan Gibbs-White. You look at the elevation of their careers under Espirito Santo. Good, intelligent manager. And now think about the transfer window that they've had, the setup that they've had, the players that they've got, and the style that they're used to. They're now going to totally change that, totally rework that. There is no consistency. There is no design in this decision whatsoever. It is a decision made out of ego. There is absolutely no design. How can you have a transfer window aimed at the way that Espirito Santo will set up and then take Espirito Santo out of the managerial position and put in a completely different manager? Like, the switch in system is going to be wild. Like, the switch from Santo to Postecoglou is possibly the most extreme I can think of. I mean, Antonio Conte to Sarri was crazy. Arsene Wenger to Unai Emery was crazy. And then you think of the drop-off in talent. And again, you could use those examples. Maybe not so much Wenger and Emery. Wenger is obviously superior to Emery, but the drop-off isn't quite so significant. Maybe Alex Ferguson to David Moyes is an example of that. Going from a proven good manager to a terrible, proven, bad manager. I mean, Mourinho to Avram Grant is what we did once, didn't we? Which is obviously ridiculous. So no, I just think overall it is so, so bad. And this has been made out of ego. It actually reminds me, in a completely different way, in a completely different circumstance, sort of reminds me of when Roman Abramovich sacked Mourinho the first time round. Mourinho got a bit gobby in the press. We had a bad result against Rosenborg, and basically, Abramovich acted through ego, not through salient football decisions. And if we had stuck with Mourinho, then we would have done so well. We would have had an era-defining period, rather than back-to-back league titles. But we would have undoubtedly done really well. So I think it is a real shame that they've done this, and I think it is going to cost them massively. It's just appalling, but comical. And I look forward to Ange Postecoglou making a pig's ear of this job. Let me know what you think. Have I got this wrong? Do you think this is going to go as badly as I do? Really interested to hear your thoughts on this. But Postecoglou is back in the Premier League. It's a shame. Thank you so much for watching this video. If you've enjoyed it, please do me a massive favour. Please click like. It really does help me out. And if you really enjoyed it, please do click subscribe. I'd love to welcome you into this community. And yeah, like I say, let me know your thoughts in the comments below. The second this video goes live, I'm going to be in them. I'm going to be replying. I want to hear what you have to say about this. Ta-da.